folks, and welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. I am your host, Maggie Hart, and I'm looking forward to spending another hour with you this week, sharing thoughts, spreading some knowledge, and just talking like we would, having a cup of coffee in your living room, enjoying life, and talking about some issues that have been in the media, in the alternative media, at least this week, primarily Jaguar Wright. So Jaguar is somebody that I've been following for, I don't know, maybe a month or two. I discovered her as a recommended video on YouTube. Didn't really know who she was other than that she was like in the music industry. And I've been listening to her interviews and her shorts. Her shorts are very popular now, it seems, on YouTube. Every time you turn on YouTube, there's a short from her. Now, whether that's AI generated or not, and it's just something that pops up in my suggested feed, I don't know, for my shorts, but, and that's a probability, but she just seems to be everywhere now. And I listened to probably my fourth or fifth video this week on her, and one thing I'm noticing is that she seems to go back and forth with what she's saying regarding the political opponents, regarding the people running for office, i.e. Trump and Harris. And the reason that I found this interesting, I've just been thinking about this for a couple of days now, is initially, and as of late as this past week, when I was asked to do a fill-in interview on Mike's show here on this network, I really was liking her stuff. Like, she, what she does is she comes out and she talks about the corruption in Hollywood and Puff Diddy, P. Diddy in particular. And she just, you know, folks, there's something about her that seems so realistic and so legitimate, in that when she talks, irregardless of who the person is that the interviewer asks her about, or even in some cases when they don't ask her anything, she just gets on a tangent, she's dropping names like crazy and talking about all of these people in entertainment. And she has some inside glimpses of some pretty private stuff on these people. And the thing that I find very, very atypical is that she doesn't and ah and hesitate and gather her thoughts. Nope. I do that too. So does that make you a liar? No, absolutely not. It means that you're thinking about what you say before you say it. However, in the case of Jaguar Wright, you could mention, let's say, Michael Jackson, and she will go on a tangent and a tear in great detail as to whatever she'd like to share about Michael Jackson or whomever. She's always got a response. It's always very, very detailed. And she just, she's spitting it off the cuff. She's very well spoken. She's charismatic to a point. But she's popping off information about these guys like it's nothing. And she'll go into complete whole stories of them, what they've been through, people they slept with, how they lost or won their money, contracts, the whole thing with the P. Diddy affair. And that's what brings it into context, is she always starts off, usually, talking about the P. Diddy affair and then drops some names and gives some information about their personal lives, their families, movies they've done, etc. She's always giving secrets up on these people. So somewhere, she's got a really strong inside track. She claims to have knowledge about these people, and the stories that she tells are so utterly convincing. Because like I said before, she's not umming, she's not on, she's not pausing. She comes out with these entire stories right off the cuff, right out of the gate. It's not even a big deal to think about it. It's fact, and this is how it happened, and this is who it happened to, with, or for. Sometimes a combination of all three, apparently. But she goes a lot into the bad side of music and P. Diddy and what they put artists through when they're trying to get big, and what he does purportedly to young kids. And not only he, but all of the celebrities that are in his circle. And from what I'm coming to understand from what she said, it's a pretty big circle, almost all-inclusive big circle. And we knew that. We knew that Hollywood was corrupt. We knew that the music industry was corrupt. We knew that the politicians in this country are mostly corrupt. And as a result, it would stand to reason that there's going to be some negative things that are said. But she just lays it all out there in regards to, like, human trafficking. And primarily, not the human trafficking as much as what people have done to women and small children, and just how that all worked, which is creepy. It's definitely creepy. It's nothing that I really didn't know before. I just didn't. Well, first of all, I don't know a lot of the modern performers that are out there anyway, so their names really don't mean much to me. But she does mention some that I have heard of, and the one that she talks about, or the two that she talks about a lot, are Beyonce and Jay-Z. But she's got inside info on so many people, and she just puts it out there. There's no hesitation. There's no thinking about it. She speaks very authoritatively and very knowledgeably on these people and their lives and a lot of the horrific things that they've done, or if they've been victimized. She'll speak about that too. So when I went on Mike's show the other night, I talked about her, and he hadn't heard of her, and I said, you really need to check her out, because she's spilling tea on a lot of celebrities with this whole P. Diddy thing. And as I listened to more of her interviews after the interview that I did, I started to catch some what seemed to be inconsistencies in her stories, particularly around political figures and regarding the political arena. And so I went through and I replayed some of the interviews that she did and listened to what she had to say, particularly about Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Obama, Michelle Obama, and she mentioned Clinton, to see if I could ascertain, was she being crafty and putting information out there so that people would become aware of some of their supposed transgressions? Or was it really that she's changing her story up on these people? So I'd like to share a few clips with you of some of the statements that she made. But while I try to keep this a family show, I'd like to let everybody know ahead of time that she does use some pretty bad words, and she does put things very bluntly and plainly, and it's definitely not something that you want your children to hear. So if you have kids in the room, please make sure that you either put some headphones on or wait to listen to the show until, you know, maybe the kids are in bed, because the language is really not suitable for especially young listeners, but anybody who takes offense to cursing and sexual types of references, you may not like what she has to say. But as an adult, try and get past that and just listen to what she's saying, because I feel like part of what she's doing is to expose stuff, and she's being coy about it. But then I am seeing, to me, what are obvious inconsistencies. So then that leads me to question all of the stuff that she's come out with and all of the interviews that she's spoken on, because if she's going to do that in one area, you know, it stands to reason that maybe she's done this with the PD thing to a degree. And I'm not saying that that's the case, but these videos where she goes and talks in one positively about a political opponent and then in the next kind of scathingly, it's just something stings in Harlem here. So I'm going to play those for you. And then also there's a short that's out, a video that's out, and that also is part of a clip from another podcast that talks about AI and how AI has predicted in the future Kamala Harris as president, not just for one term, folks, hold on to your hats, but for two, which is very creepy and scary in itself. But I feel like the two are related, so it's important to bring you both of those stories, and then we'll take it from there and see what you think. The first clip is about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump said, "I could shoot a man in the face in the middle of Fifth Avenue in broad daylight, and y'all do nothing to me."
Yeah, that's a whole nother issue.
You want to know what's funny? He said, "Grab him by the pussy." Stormy Daniels turned around and grabbed him by the balls.
Hey.
Of all the things to get him for, that lying bitch!
Got him by the balls. Got him by the balls.
This is a woman that gets paid for her time. What would make you think you couldn't pay her for her words? I don't know. Kennedys never got arrested for all the shit they did with Marilyn Monroe. They did a lot of shit. They were sharing brothers.
Will America care? Will America care?
No.
No.
Want to know why?
Please.
Because it's all entertainment.
Another episode of Apprentice.
All entertainment.
So she didn't get exactly right what Trump said. She was paraphrasing, but you get the idea. And then she goes into the Kennedys and Marilyn Monroe, which was interesting, I thought, that information. I wasn't aware of that, if it's true. And then she talks about the fact that nobody will care because it's all for entertainment. It's all for entertainment. So in my mind, we're going back to the whole enjoy the show, that it's all political theater, that it's not real. But she may have just made that statement at face value, in that people just want to be entertained, so it's not going to make a difference because they listen to him, to Trump, that is, say things like that, and they're entertained by him. That could be all it is, but it makes you wonder. At least it makes me wonder. That was from the video. The part of the title is "I Was There," from an interview with Real Life Productions. And she did do another interview, and it may be on that one and I just couldn't find it, or it may have gotten scrubbed from the internet, where she says that Trump is lying, Trump's a liar, and then she kind of tries to make up for it by saying, well, the reason that he was lying is because he was trying to keep his security clearance, because if he told people what the truth was, America would be kind of bugging out. So I couldn't find that clip. I looked for it, but she did make that statement as well in regards to Trump, calling him a liar. So based on what I'm seeing from the interviews that I've watched, she does not have a great opinion of Trump. So the next clip is titled "Jaguar Wright Says Trump Will Not Go to Prison. If I Tell the Truth, I'll Be Arrested," also from Real Life Productions. Let's listen to a couple parts of this short interview, 8 minutes and 2 seconds. It's a segment.
Donald Trump, our president, 46. I don't know what number he is. But found guilty on 34
charges. Oh, 45. That's it. He was 45.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Found guilty on all 34 charges.
Didn't work this time.
Did not work this time.
What happened to his friends? He had so many friends. January 6, 2021, they all just... Maybe they went Jay-Z.
Yeah. And this is of the moment right now. So let's get right into this, because they said right when it was red, Donald Trump tore into the judge, tore into Biden, went red, became who he innately is because he thought he was protected. And now he's convicted. I mean, he's not convicted yet, but
they found him guilty.
They found him guilty. So he's convicted. Just not sentenced yet. Let's just say that. He's a convicted felon, because these were felons.
Donald Trump ain't going to step foot in jail. Not one.
Why do you say that? Go ahead.
If I tell the truth, I could be arrested for creating pandemonium and terror. But what I will say is this. ...50 Russian operatives disappeared last year. Came in from Cuba. 50 Russian operatives came in from Cuba. They lost track of them. Last year, never said whether or not they located them.
But that's it.
Mar a fucking Lago, bro. Mar a fucking Lago.
Mar a Lago, man. Oh my God. This is House of Cards playing out in real life. This is Kevin Spacey's House of Cards.
This is, if y'all saw what happened on January 6th, and that was on an election, imagine what they'll do for his freedom.
Well, let me ask you this.
Proud Boys!
Oh, yeah, they coming. White hats, red hats.
Sam Houston will come down before Trump will go to jail.
Yeah, not the big
promise you that. You saw how he left the White House. Imagine what he'll do on Buckethead. Just Donald Trump.
So, Jack, can I ask you? As a convicted felon, who normally convicted felons can't vote, can a convicted felon run for president? I mean, what is about to happen on November 4th? What's about to happen with this election?
I don't know. I got a feeling that America's just going to skip it.
Oh, shit.
Might as well. It's all going to shit.
Okay, so she's talking about her belief that Trump won't serve any jail time and how he's protected. And it's implicated that, like, the American people also wouldn't stand up for him going to prison, right? At least that's what I get out of it. That's my take. But then, interestingly enough, she ends that statement with, when the guy asks her, what do you think is going to happen at the next election? I think America's just going to skip it. Now, this is something that we have been hearing in underground media circles for a long time. I believe 107 has talked about it, but people of his caliber and like him on different interviews have said that it's very possible that we won't have another election, that either the bad guys will do something to stave it off, there'll be martial law, but something will happen so that there's not another election. And I believe it was 107 who said that, you know, it's until they get all the stuff straightened out and they take all the bad guys down and they clean everything up, and then Trump will be, according to 107, be reinstated and he'll get to serve his term and all of that. But irregardless of how you spin it, I found it extremely interesting that she made that statement kind of off the cuff again, but this woman is smart. So does she know something in that regard that we're not aware of? That remains to be seen.
First, the fat boys nail this.
So, with that being said, Trump convicted felon, America's in shambles, Biden's getting old. Is there someone?
Did he? What are you talking about? He's more spry than he ever been. Get older, he must be getting better. I mean, he can't read the teleprompter for shit, but that motherfucker can fall off a bike and get up in record time.
So there again, maybe I'm reading too much into her statement about Biden. Is she advocating him? Like, he's so great, he's healthy, he can get up really quickly. Or is she again being crafty and insinuating what, again, a lot of people have been saying for months, if not years, that the people that portray these political figures are either actors or clones? Could that be what she's trying to say without coming forth and saying it? She has stated on previous interviews that she signed NDAs, non-disclosure arrangements or agreements. And I thought she said it was one of the ones was with P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs, but I don't see how that's possible. Or maybe it was a very general NDA, considering what she's been speaking about recently. But it just, there's something there that just bugs me. She knows more than she's letting on, but is she a paid shill? One thing's for certain, she's all about self-promoing, because just about every interview I've watched with her on it to date, not just with this Real Life Productions, but with some other guys, and we'll get to another one of those videos in a few minutes, she always tells them, we got to do a part two, we got to do a part two. I got so much more information, we got to do another show, we got to do another show, we got to do another show. So she's constantly looking to get repeat interviews, and this Real Life seems to really love her. They show her all the time. Is she getting paid for these things? I'm not sure. Usually, you're not paid for interviews, but there's just, she's always pushing for that next, we gotta do another one, we gotta do another one, we gotta do a second. So she's definitely trying to not only stay in the arena, she's there for the shock factor and calling it disclosure, but then she also speaks about God in the Bible. So definitely somewhat of a dichotomy here in this character. Interesting for sure, entertaining absolutely. But is that what it's all about? Entertaining us? Keeping us distracted from what is really going on? Some of her statements can absolutely be taken two different ways. Now listen to this.
They think that the world they're living in is the real world. It's not. The real world is all this shit that you see happening right now. You live in America. Let's just be honest, most of our news is fake, choreographed, or computer generated. Now, you can barely tell the difference when they're using AI commentators and reporters. We're coming into a different time. I think we're a little behind. I think it's time for everybody to start getting real. Let's get all the weirdos in jail and let's hurry up and see what's going to happen in November, because from what it's looking like to me, ain't looking like we want much of an election. But I will vote for Matthew McConaughey, good Texas man.
All right.
And he's nice to look at. We haven't had anyone nice to look at in a while. You know? We did the actor thing. We had Ronald Reagan, you know?
Should Hillary jump back in there?
No.
Damn, she's a woman.
I think we passed that. Let's just skip that.
Okay. Any other woman? Condoleezza Rice?
No, I think women need to be worried about raising their children so we can bring down the crime rate.
Okay, so she's talked on several interviews about the fact that there's a lot of computer generated, a lot of AI, a lot of falsity going on right now. So she's totally cognizant of that fact. And she had previously been talking about Matthew McConaughey and how if she were going to vote for anybody, it would be for Matthew McConaughey. Interesting. Because I don't see him at all as a political victor. I see him as an actor. And when he first came out, I really liked him. I thought he was a good actor. He was funny. He was charming. Yeah, he was cute. But as a political person who's tied up in the movie industry, which is parallel to the music industry, and we all know what goes on in those cases. Is he a clean guy? Possibly. Maybe, probably. But the fact remains that he's part of those circles. So there again is, you know, that's kind of a weird moment for me looking at this and thinking about what she's saying and where she's coming from. Or is she doing that tongue in cheek? Well, he's cute, so if we're going to have a political figure, he might as well have a nice ass. And she actually says something about a nice butt previously in this interview. And again, maybe I'm reading too much into this, but seems like she's saying, well, if we're going to have a political farce, might as well have somebody cute to look at in office, since it's all scripted anyway. Makes you wonder. The next clip is also from Real Life Productions. Jaguar Wright message to Kamala Harris. They not like us. I'm going to play that section of the interview for you. Is she telling blacks they not like us, meaning whites and everybody else? Or is she talking about the powers that be, the evil powers in charge? I'm going to let you decide.
So when you say, like, you look at a white man doing that to a black man, I just seen some, I believe they're Klans members protesting
black
somewhere.
Black wife effect.
Even the black wife effect. I seen some white men calling some young boys, you know, the hard, you know, and call them little nicks. And I'm like, this is happening in America today. Yeah. I asked the questions about being division in America, and it seems like, it seems like we're almost going backwards from like
we're not
the 80s,
backwards.
90s.
We are in full retrograde. The second that they took away Roe versus Wade, they're going to come after interracial marriage next. They're going to come after a lot of things. They don't like us because they not like us. They wish they were. See, you keep diluting the greatness of a people, and what you'll have is a shadow of what it was ever meant to be. All of this gay agenda has to stop. To be homosexual is one thing. To be a gay person is fine. But to use it to manipulate and brainwash society for the purpose of population control or class control, caste system domination, that's not what that should be.
So she talks about the class system. She's on target with the gay agenda. She's awake enough to get that. But the statement about Roe versus Wade, that's against Trump, right? And the fact that she has an issue with that being a Christian also makes me kind of scratch my head on that deal. So, again, a lot of dichotomies here. And I feel like it is geared toward blacks versus white, because when you look at the interview title itself, Jaguar Wright message to Kamala Harris, they not like us. But at no point in that segment does she direct it to Kamala Harris or even mention her name. That may have been Real Life Productions putting their own title on it for sensationalism and clicks. But the clip that I'm going to play you next from a different interview entirely, she does address the black woman for president thing. But she's also not seemingly down on Kamala either. It's just, which, who would be? I mean, anybody in the right mind, let's face it, would be in support of Kamala Harris, knowing what we know and just looking at her non-record for the past 3.5 years. In my opinion, the only thing she's done is not a lot of nothing or doing a really good job of making an idiot out of herself. And if she's awake and aware about all of the corruption going on in the music industry and Hollywood, you would think she would know what the Obamas are really like. You'd think she would know about Michelle Obama. Or is it Michael Obama? So let's broach that in these next clips. The first one, she's talking about Oprah. But pay attention, because she briefly mentions that Obama came out of nowhere, almost like she knows that he was a plant. And she does know about witchcraft and spiritual warfare that goes on in those circles and rituals. This is an interview from, it's called Jaguar Wright on P. Diddy Freak Off Tapes, Oprah and Megan Stallion, and it's by Klitschy93TV. Put it up there, but it's hosted by a guy named Spiderlock.
But the thing about Oprah is, I think she is such a fucking anomaly, because she rose to so much power and prominence.
Witchcraft will do that for you.
Without ever establishing or pronouncing a sexual preference, nobody know what she likes.
Everybody know what she like.
We all assume what she likes.
Listen to me. Who was at the hospital crying for her when she broke down on the Ozempic?
Yeah.
Where was Stebbins?
Only no Still Gibbon. That's only the only two names I know attached to Oprah is Stebbins and Gibb. I don't know where they fit.
I know where they fit.
Talk to us.
Everybody else know where they fit too.
But it's assumptions though, right?
No, not really.
Intuition.
Once again, you got this man that you've been with for 80 years and don't nobody really understand him or his pedigree or his background.
That speaks to her uniqueness.
No, that speaks to her magicianry, her witchery. He popped out of nowhere in her life, just like, you know, Obama popped out of nowhere for some people. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm glad you said that, because there were some people, prominent blacks, that were awaiting Obama's arrival for a decade at least. And I just knew that because I had some of my childhood friends whose parents were black prominence.
Why ain't nobody talking about why Michelle really didn't want to run? If we wanted to push if we wanted to push a black female for president, why didn't we get a real black female to run for president? Why is she refusing?
No, if Hillary ran after Bill, tell me why Michelle didn't run after Obama. You explain.
She refused. Why, though?
Why? Because she is the Kamala that they're trying to create in reality.
I'm telling you something right now.
And she's Candace coming in the future. She could have been it right now.
I'm telling you right now, they're hiding something. They're hiding her. They're protecting her from something.
Not this gender question.
I don't know if it's a gender question or not, but what I will tell you is this. Those tapes of the Obamas at the freak-offs is real.
Never heard that. I was hoping that you came here and...
No, they got freak-off tape, and everybody know it.
I heard Kamala may be on some of these tapes, and that's why
I don't know if Kamala on the freak-off tape or not. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she's on a tape. She gets around.
Montel Williams.
Gavin Newsom. Governor Gavin Newsom around is talking cash money bullshit about this chick and calling her a whore and a liar every chance he gets.
Told you, Screezy. Judge Joe Brown been on her bumper.
They are both professionals in the legal world. They all know the ramifications of what this is and what that is. How does a vice president sit around and let somebody call her a whore on social media and everywhere else he can? No gag order?
Well, the first time she had opportunity to present a platform, she gave Meg Thee Stallion stage to share with her to kind of express whoredom.
Just expressing witchcraft or whatever it is, but I tell you one thing. That little lying-ass bitch got up there twerking for America and then turned around with a karaoke band and started dancing and acting stupid and turning into snakes and shit and gobbling up little Tory Lanez everywhere.
Okay, so she makes it glaringly apparent that she doesn't like Kamala Harris and she understands the Megan Thee Stallion and the witchcraft and the sorcery that goes on in these circles. But she doesn't know that Michelle's a male. And in the course of these interviews, whenever anybody brings up Hillary Clinton, she will not talk about it. From at least what I've witnessed, from what I've listened to, she's just like, in fact, there was one that I listened to earlier, one of these ones that I played for you. Part of the interview, somebody asked about Clinton. She's like, let's just not go there, or let's not talk about that, something like that. So she knows enough maybe to be afraid of them, but she doesn't know Big Mike's a woman. Part of one of her interviews, she talks about the fact that movie stars and celebrities have been gender switching for years. She even says going back to the 50s, and nobody knew. And she talked about Megan Thee Stallion right after her bashing her about her being into witchcraft, that she claims Megan Thee Stallion is a man, which, hey, makes perfect sense to me. I mean, look at all at Lady Gaga, but she doesn't know about Michelle. It's kind of strange. And she may have broached her on a different interview that I haven't listened to yet, but I also noticed that she has not talked about Ellen DeGeneres, at least not in anything I've heard. She spoke about Oprah, which surprised me, but I haven't heard anything about Ellen. Anyway, it's time for a break. We're going to take a musical break. We'll be back after this. This is Maggie Hart on the Positude Podcast. You're listening to me here on an all-free radio station. We are totally listener-funded, so please support the network in any way possible. And if you want to be a superstar, please consider sponsoring your ad on our network, whether it be on my show or any of the others or just on the network in general. It's a great way to promote your business and also support us at the same time. My musical break tonight will be by my good buddy Barry Cooney. You can get a hold of me at Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, underscore, Hart, H-E-A-R-T, at Outlook.com. Not only for any of your spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional issues. Whether you just need some personal guidance or some life coaching, I can help you with anything that you desire to help make you a better person. It's my goal to help people become the best version of themselves that they can be, and just to learn and grow, and to feel as though they're not alone in these very trying times when so many people are feeling lost and alone. You can also contact me, and I'll let my good buddy Barry Cooney know how much you liked his music. Here we go. We'll be back after this.
I'm ready, my storybook, and the cow crashes into the moon. Mother Goose is really a witch, and Miss Muffet is her sidekick too. A little Jack Horner sat in a corner, and there he passed away. Outside cold gray, and my heart feels just as bad. I wrote down 100 things to say, but they all seem to be so bad. I thought I had a chance with already my storybook, and the cow crashes into the home. Mother Goose is really a witch, and Miss Muffet is her sidekick too. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner, there he passed away. Just like me, he couldn't find the right things to say. Book and the cow crashes into the moon. Mother Goose is really a witch, and Miss Muffet is her sidekick too. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner, there he passed away.
We're back for the second half of the Positude podcast. That was Roses Aren't Red by Barry Cooney. My intro and exit music, as always, are from my good buddy Pat Carr. You can reach him at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. Please give him a shout and support his music and tell him Maggie sent you. So we're going over some of Jaguar Wright's interviews. Is she telling the truth? Some things she seems very knowledgeable about, other things not so much. For somebody who claims to know as much as she does, either she's avoiding some topics or she's not as privy as she would lead us to believe. I'll let you decide. This next clip is also from the interview that she did with Real Life Productions, Donald Trump is the New Jaguar. Let's take a listen when she's asked about her comments on the political debate.
Before we get out of here, is there anything else you want to say about the presidential debate?
Oh, absolutely. If Dr. Cornel West and Dr. Malina Abdullah aren't on the ticket, I think I'm going to be voting for Trump, because Kamala Harris's plan isn't a plan. It's a Band-Aid on something that needs surgery. This is a woman who's been highly invested in the lies that the DNC and the Biden administration have been pushing and pulling the wool over our eyes. I don't see why she would change. Like, for every nasty thing she had to say about Trump, he actually had real valid questions to ask her. She never answered anything. Who wants 4 years of that with a woman that most of the world can't stand, that will probably have us at war in a month? Trump also made a very, very good statement with that as well. They sent her over to talk to Zelensky. And after she got over there and talked to him, 3 days later, Ukraine and Russia were at war. We don't need that kind of pistol starter. Not when there's nuclear things going on. Or am I crazy? I don't know. Yeah. Cornel West, that's who I'm voting for, and if he's not available, I think I'm going to have to vote for Trump. Hell's about to freeze over. Now, I'm gonna vote for somebody who's really black, or vote for somebody who really understands what we need to be prepared for.
She keeps emphasizing that she's for the people.
Whose people?
All the people, I would guess.
I guess. I don't know. Is she, I wonder how Tory Lanez fans feel about that. Do you think Tory Lanez and his fans think that she's for the people after the way she got Megan the parade? I don't know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Just, you know, I'm a pass on her. I'm a pass on her just like Montel Williams did, because he passed on her heavy. He's my guy. If she was worth it, I'm sure he would have wifed her. Well, maybe not. I don't know. But yeah. We don't need that. I don't think we need that. I think she believes that whatever this cover-up has been, regarding the Biden administration and the lack of reality that they're and transparency. Yeah. Nah, man. I pass.
Would you like to see
if I want to listen to lies, I'll watch YouTube.
Would you like to see the first female black president? Would you ever want to see something like that?
Yeah, but it ain't. She's not black. She's not a black American. And your skin tone ain't enough. You got to understand our struggles to speak for us. I wash my greens in the sink and I cook them on the stove. She say she make up her collard greens in the bathtub. Like, we got to... At least Obama's father was African, so he could technically be African American. But this, and not, I mean, fuck, if we was gonna do all this, we should have just let fucking Sarah Palin come in. At least she made it interesting. And Kamala Harris is no Hillary Clinton. And I, once again, if we wanted a black female president, why didn't someone demand that Michelle do it? She would have been the best woman for the job. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong about that.
So then why ain't she doing it? She love this country so much. Bitch, save us now. At least you understand policy. Rather than sitting there, Donald, you're full of lies.
But you know that, you know, Obama and Michelle backed her. So what do you say about that?
Well, what else are they going to do? They back Biden too. And there was a whole scene after Biden got elected where he was sitting there trying to shake Obama's hands for 5 minutes and Obama walked right past and didn't give no fuck. Y'all really think he liked these people? Obama's trying to keep control of the White House to hold certain things together because he doesn't want people to find out the truth about a lot of things. Bill Clinton gonna be gone soon. Barack Obama is his best replacement. It's too much stuff going on. The diddler had them all at the freak-offs. He's got tapes on everybody. Like, yeah, no, I think we need a clean slate. If the Obamas want to run the White House, then Michelle needs to suit up and lace her boots up and get to work for the sake of her country. Because I got a feeling if we make Kamala Harris president, we're going to be at war in no time. And Trump is absolutely right about that. You know? That's what I think. I think voting for her is dangerous for every American. And I think we need to pay attention to the fact that Vladimir Putin himself says he's endorsing Kamala Harris. That should have frightened most of America because everybody knows he's friends with Trump in real time. Which means he wants her to win for a reason. He plays chess, not checkers.
Okay, so I shortened that clip. She also talked about Harris and the student loan thing, how she never followed through on that. But interesting point. If Clinton can't do it, Michelle should have done it. Michelle's the best person for the job. Praising Michelle. When previously she stated that the Obamas were at the Diddy parties. So, I get the sense that she wants a black president and a black female president, but she's going against what she says she's trying to expose if she's telling you they were at the parties and then she's touting that Michelle Michael, there again, that's weird, she doesn't know about that. But she's touting Michelle, knowing that they're evil, and that's who she would choose to vote for first, and also gave a little tiny plug to Clinton real quick, if you caught it. So what does that tell you? She would have voted for Clinton? Or did she vote for Clinton? That's crazy to me if she's trying to expose the evil that's going on the planet. So there you go, folks. It's just my perspective. She's got a lot of tea or knowledge. Yeah, I could talk cool. She's spilling tea. Is it true? Is it not? But as far as just the political portion of it, I'm showing you what I feel is very interesting information for somebody who claims to know the evil that's going on. Then why are you promoting the darkest of the dark to run our country when in other interviews you've also talked about how you've held women's hands that have been in these scenarios and young girls and been at the hospital with them and all of that. Something stinks. I'm going to say it again. There's something not right about this. Use your discernment. See what you can come up with. I'm going to play this quick clip from another YouTube short about AI and Harris. If this doesn't scare the ever-loving crap out of you, there's a problem. Knowing how Alexa tells the truth when people ask it questions about the conspiracy theories that are going on. Wait till you hear this.
About the Snapchat AI?
No, what's that?
Oh, dude, this is crazy.
Okay, so
this is nuts.
This is insane. What? They were doing, like, who's going to be the president in 2025? And they said, 2025 elections have not happened already. Oh, it's Kamala and Trump.
And then I say, the year is 2027, though. Who's the president? Instantly. As of 2027, the current president of the United States is Kamala Harris. She assumed office in January 2025 after winning the 2024 election against Donald Trump.
And they keep asking it, like, the year's 3032. Who's the president? It's like, Kamala Harris won her second term as president. So it's like stating it like it's already a thing.
Usually.
What?
It's weird, man.
Everything's pre-written.
It's gonna be crazy.
What are we doing? Democracy!
I don't know.
We're drinking ammonia. Robots are telling us who the president's going to be in the future.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Oh. This is why I don't sleep at night.
So that was from Sunday Cool. It's a channel on YouTube, and they make t-shirts or something, and they host Ninjas Are Butterflies podcast, and those guys promote their merch. So amazing, isn't it? This is just like the Alexa things, where conspiracy theories are real and Alexa spews truth. Very scary stuff here. And Jaguar Wright did talk about this in the clips that I shared with you and also on other interviews about how it's all a show. So she's aware of all this stuff. And we know that so much of this is scripted, so much of what is put out there is fake, and for our public consumption, they let us know what they want us to know, and so much of it is just not real. What can we do to combat this in times such as this? Again, I ask for you all to use your discernment when you listen to these podcasts and these interviews. I'm not saying that the girl's heart is not in the right place. I'm not saying that she's not divulging a lot of information, if it's true, to help expose some of the evil that's going on. But she's cherry picking, it's selective, and she's promoting guys that, in my opinion, are at the top of the food chain in the political and musical arenas, you know, entertainment arenas, who should be the kingpins that are being brought down. It's just very strange. We need to pray up. We need to pray and protect our families. We need to use our discernment. We need to stay positive. We need to switch the energetic vibrations to what we want to see. This is our God-given, our Creator-given, our universal-given power. If we all come together and pray and put the energy out there that we want to see happen, the hive mentality, we're all connected. We can affect things for the positive. If nothing else, to come together as a unified force in prayer and energetic and spiritual warfare to insulate ourselves, our loved ones, our families, our country, and the planet as a whole. Jesus said we can do all these things. It's out there. We have the power if we come together and pray together to make a difference. People like Cat Williams and Jaguar and other people in their fields that are jumping on the bandwagon are exposing the darkness, but in some cases it seems as though it's selective. So we need to come together. And we need to make sure that the energy that we put out there is to heal, to help, to love. And if this woman is a victim and has been MK Ultra'd. That's also a possibility that we need to consider because of what she's seen and witnessed and possibly what she's been through. This could be affecting her mentally. And so we need to pray, I think, for her as well, for her protection if she's telling the truth, and for her to be at peace with what she's saying and the things that she's done in the past, and for her to heal mentally, physically, emotionally, if she has had some sort of mind split or has some things going on that we're not aware of, because she also was a victim of this industry. We need to pray for everybody that's looking to spread truth, that has the brass to stand up and talk truth and let people be aware of the atrocities, as hard as they are to listen to, because we need to be able to fight for what's right, protect the weak, and alleviate the bad guys. And we have the power to do this if we all come together and pray and spread that energetically, that we want to defeat evil and we want to see the world a better place and we want to protect everyone out there and heal everyone out there that is suffering or has suffered at the hands of these evil, terrible monsters. What I'd like for everybody to do is just take a few minutes each day at the beginning or the end of your day and just pray and spread that energy and spread that love and put out the energy of love around yourselves, your families, our country, our planet. Please stay positive. This AI thing, you know, the elections are rigged. We know this. We know this. And the people that we think are good aren't Lily White. We know that Trump's made some mistakes. Is he the best choice for our country right now? Or is all of that a facade? That's going to be something that you're going to need to have discernment on inside of yourself and decide for yourself. But we should be wanting to help humanity as a whole. And we should be praying for us all to get through this very terrible, trialsome time that we're going through with bravery, with loyalty, with conviction, and with love in our hearts. This poor girl may have suffered exponentially, and that may be the cause of some of the things that she's saying. Is she delusional? I've heard that word thrown about in relation to her interviews, and it could very well be. But as I said earlier, she's just too quick with the facts and she's too detailed to be able to make these stories up at the drop of a hat. So I hope everybody's enjoyed this program tonight. I know that it was a lot of clips. Try not to dwell on it. Don't listen to too much of it at once. Listen to a little bit and then walk away, take a breath, walk in nature, do something else and then come back to it. Don't focus on it too much because it will bring you down. Keep your energy positive. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. Good night, everybody.